Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dark for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Sockold and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. There goes Gordon. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller bunts in front of the plate. Sokold fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sokold bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Rickard moves to second. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 1 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey pinch runs for Bill Sokold. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky is walked intentionally. Sibby Sisti pinch runs for Eddie Stanky. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 2 in the game. Sain hits a line drive into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 3 in the game. Holmes hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Massey scores. Sisti moves to third. Holmes moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Sibby Sisti now playing second base. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Elliott. Keltner moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.